Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM ESPN. And as promised, a guy that's near and dear to my heart, his name is Tarik Black. You guys know him, former Tiger, former Kansas Jayhawk. He's an NBA veteran. And next week, he'll be hosting his second annual Transformation 50 Basketball and Life Skills Camp next week right here in Memphis. He's cut out a little time for us. He joins us now. TB, man, how are you, brother?
Doing well. Very blessed and highly favored and fortunate. And glad I can get on the phone with you guys.
Man, we are so appreciative of the time, brother, because I know you're ripping and running. Listen, to second year of the camp. Tell me about doing it again for a second. You're making a difference, brother. This is what John Martin and I like to say. Folks coming back and giving back, man. You always said you were going to do that, Tarik, and you're doing it here for a second year in a row. Why is it so important to you to do?
Because it's a city that I grew up in, and knowing the opportunities that I wish that individuals would have lent a hand and provided for me. You know, if I have individuals who had the platform that could have done something of the same nature would have done it, and I would have had the opportunity to experience it, maybe then at that point there may have been more windows and more doors of opportunity, mm-hmm. or I would have learned more, been more advanced and mature in my own walk and who I am as a man, even beyond just playing basketball, but just as a man. And the things that I've had to go through and the turmoils and the trials and tribulations in order to learn these things, that I hope and pray that I can provide a bridge that these other young men yeah. and young women, for the things that we're doing now, won't have to go through the learning curve or the learning process for it, that we can teach them these things and work with them on it for ourselves.
Tarik, what I really appreciate and I'm grateful for with your camp is, right, a lot of these camps, right, they're basketball camps, right? You send your kid there, they come back, you dribble the ball, you go through some drills, you're done, and you're done for the week. You, in your camp, you focus on values, on things like life skills. Tarik, I know you can put a kid in a gym and give him a basketball, right? I mean, he knows he's got to put that ball in that hoop, right? And maybe he's good, maybe he's not. But there are kids out here, you and I both know, like you just laid out, that man may not have, you know, manners at a dinner table. Maybe, you know, they didn't have, maybe their mom and dad weren't there to teach them, or values, you know, right from wrong. And you focus on that, man. I think that was that always going to be the thing, that it's not just basketball, it's more of that? Because what you're doing, it seems like, is focusing on raising boys into men.
Yes, well, so it's a two-part answer to that. First thing, you know, I was never raised to be an athlete, nor do I consider myself just an athlete. Like, I'm a person that's athletic, and this is what I do for a living, but there's so much more. There's so many more dynamics to Tarik Black than playing basketball, even though that's the one I'm most notarized for.
Yep.
And so, you know, with that being said is, you know, how many young men will actually become NBA players or even play professional basketball, right? Statistically.
So few, right.
I hope and pray. And I've been blessed, even during this time of, like, this draft process, right? We have a couple of mentees in the draft process, and I got a chance to see them. They worked out with the Rockets. I was at the gym, and I got a chance to see them and talk to them. And I pray that their dreams came true and that they're playing, and for the most part, from what I know. But realistically, the percentage is very, very low out of the millions of kids that play basketball to attain one of the 400 jobs or the 450 jobs in the NBA.
Yep.
And then, you know, worldwide, a couple thousand. Like, it's highly unlikely. And so with that being said, it's in my mind, I want to be able to provide, not just provide, but I want to be able to be a bridge and be someone who can help in a manner of something that's sustainable, right?
Yeah.
And that's what the world is on, sustainability.
Yep.
But not just in energy and just in the form of saving the world, but like these young men and women, what's sustainable? What's sustainable? Life skills transfer and translate across all mediums, across all forms of life, no matter what you go outside and do with your life. If
Absolutely.
You have life skills, you're able to accomplish them. And so, for me, that's just the aim and the goal. So, yeah, it's always been that way. And plus, like I said, for me, you know my mom. I was never raised to be an athlete like that. It happened. I'm 6'9". You know, I'm athletic. It's in my genes, and I just happen to play. But, you know, my mom was very adamant about the education, about how to treat people and how I should be as a man. And that's transferred over even into my career.
No, it's greatly appreciated, Tarik, and much needed here in the Memphis community. As you know, of course, we're talking to Tarik Black, former Tiger, NBA veteran. Tarik, what's the plan, man, with the career? And what is the listen when I hear you when I hear you talking, I read stories about you. You know, I think of Tarik Black, the NBA player. I've always thought of you as a basketball player, like you mentioned. But it seems to me, like right now, you are using your platform for change, you know. So there's the job that you have, basketball, but I think of you more so as vessel right now, as guy that's using his platform. What is the goal for Tarik Black in both the immediate right now, NBA and all that, but then the future too, Tarik? I know that's a layered question, but I know you got a great answer for me.
Yes. So as of right now, as far as the NBA goes, it's negotiation time. I'm a free agent, so just trying to put together negotiations, just seeing what's out there and where do I want to go. Because at the end of the day, you know, like I said, I wasn't necessarily raised to be an NBA player like that, and that doesn't necessarily define me in my entirety, but it's very important to me. You know, I really love basketball. I love the game, and I want to become great. And then, like you said, like I'm tiptoeing into my veteran years, and so it's that time for me for things to come out and flourish. And I'm so proud of, for instance, as an example, you know, Will Barton, who recently just signed his contract. Yep. That's the first thing I text him. I just let him know, like, man, I'm proud of you, but it's a process, you know what I mean? So I'm in my process as well. And so that's what basketball goes, just trying to pick the best situation, the best destination for me where I can grow, I can explore. And as far as me as a person, man, I've been working on so much stuff within the investment world, within the foundation, doing real estate things. Like, this basketball thing is a platform, like you always say.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think that people necessarily understand how much of a platform it is. Like, it opens the doors to so many things, and you can plant seeds in so many different places, and I've taken full advantage of that, because at the end of the day, basketball may go flat sometime soon. You never know.
No doubt. No doubt. That's
it for me, and obviously with my marriage and my family, that's most important above all.
That's where I was going next. Marriage, family, how's it changed you, Tarik? You get old fast once you have once you get the wife and the kids, man. How's it changed you?
Man, honestly, I don't even know. It's not even necessarily getting old. It's giving me purpose, so much more purpose.
Mm-hmm.
It's defined life for me so much more. I used to get so aggravated and frustrated with basketball, and he used to weigh me down so heavily, and it was so important to me. And as soon as I got married and my son came into this world,
yep,
it's really a perspective. Like, it puts everything in perspective. You start really realizing priorities, and you mature from, man, like, I honestly look back at myself and say, Tarik, you kind of act like a little boy.
It's not so much,
you know,
about not so much about us anymore, right? That's what
Not at all. Not at all. You really realize that there are way more important things than what we get up and do every day. And so, you know, if my career doesn't go amazing, but my son wakes up every day and says, you know, Pops, you've been a great father to me.
Yep.
And my wife says, like, you've been a great husband. I can care less about how the career goes and anything else. If that's in check.
I see you as a guy that's willing to do the dirty work and change the diapers, TB. Were you changing the diapers and doing it all?
Yeah, I definitely was. I remember we played the Pacers early in the season. It was when my son was about a month old or so. And, you know, we hadn't had any help. So my wife and we were traveling. So my wife was just drained. She was a zombie. Like, she didn't get any sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And so we played the Pacers one day. And I was up to like 5 in the morning with my son, because he wasn't sleeping well at that time. And so we were up like, I was up to like 5 in the morning, putting him back to bed, waking him up, changing his diapers, feeding him, da-da. And I wasn't sure how much I was going to play that night. I ended up going out, and coach needed me that night. And so ended up playing 15, 20 minutes. And I told everybody night what happened that night, and we had shoot around, so I had to be up and at the gym at about 10.
Man.
Exactly. And I told everybody, and they were like, man, I don't know how you walk right now. I was like, man, I'm doing what I gotta do. You know?
That's it, brother. You get through it, man. You get through it. What do you think about what's going on in Memphis? Penny Hardaway is the coach, Tarik Black. I don't know if you ever thought you'd see the day. Needless to tell you, I mean, it's bubbling. The excitement here in Memphis. What do you think about Penny Hardaway as the new coach of Memphis?
I think they couldn't have made a better decision, and I think it was something that was long in the making.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was actually surprised he didn't get the job the first time around before they hired Tubby. All respect to Tubby. I love him as a coach.
No doubt.
Respect him so much for what he's done in his history. But I was surprised they didn't do it that time around, but it's what's right. You know, it's what's right. And if you look at the University of Memphis' most successful years, you start looking back at a Larry Finch and you say, well, oh, it must be a correlation between, you know, a great player that's come through the university and then later in their later years, then they come back and they end up coaching the team is going mm-hmm. very well because the University of Memphis was a great team when Larry Finch was playing and then it was a great team when he was coaching it. So, you know, I just pray and hope that same history is repeated through Penny, which I'm sure it will be because he's shown that he can coach. And who doesn't want to play for Penny? Like, think about it. If you're a college kid, if you're a high school kid right now, you're going to say no when Penny comes to your house. I don't see that happening too often.
I know. It's like they got an NBA staff too, Tark. Like they got Sam Mitchell, former NBA coach of the year on the staff. Got Mike Miller. I know you know. I mean, like, it's like that staff's an NBA staff already.
Yes. Yeah, and that's the way the game is actually going because think about it. These high school kids are already being treated and already coming out as NBA players.
Yep.
Like if you're number one player in the country, you're already predicted to be number one draft pick, and they treat you as such.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So the way the game is changed, you have to adapt to it. And honestly, like I said, you couldn't found a better coach and someone to prepare a kid to become an NBA player, prepare a kid to fulfill his dreams and to get him on that path. But on top of that, you know, Penny's always been a great family man, has always been a good guy and a guy of high standard and character. So with that being said, not only are you going to learn the game at a high level because he's one of the greatest to play it, but on top of that, you're going to learn how to transition from that high schooler who was under the tutelage of his parents to now you're transitioning into being a man, and you have the perfect person to teach you that and to help you walk that out because he had to go through it at the highest level.
That's it. What do you think, Coach? You think, Tarek, you think one day we might see Coach Black down the line? I know you got a lot on your plate right now, but you think down the road we might see a Coach TB, Coach Black? Is that in your blood?
As amazing a coach I believe I would be, I don't necessarily believe I'm called to it. So, you know, as of right now, I would say, I'll be honest, I don't see it happening. Who knows once that time comes
Absolutely.
Because it's a far ways from now. But it has nothing to do with what I feel my ability would be. I think I would be an amazing coach as far as understanding the game and as well working with young people, obviously. But there's other things that I would rather do. And, like, even with the foundation stuff, Transformation 50, the GLAM program that we're doing, and just being in the city working in that manner is more so my passion than being in the city and coaching the team.
Well, Tarek, we appreciate your passion, appreciate everything you're giving back, brother. Good luck to you on both the now and the future, man. Thank you for your time, Tarek. It's always a pleasure talking to you. You know that.
Thank you. Thank you guys for taking the time.
Appreciate you, TB. He is Tarek Black, a former Tiger. And next week we'll be hosting for the second year in a row is Transformation 50 Basketball and Life Skills Camp. It's something special. And it's part of the Tarek Black Foundation. That dude gives back, Bennett Doyle. And I think those are the guys we like, right?
Mm-hmm.
We always, you know, the ones that make the news are the ones that make all the money and we say don't give back. Tarek Black's one of the guys, you know, one of those Memphis guys, much like a Thaddeus Young, much like a Penny Hardaway, seems to come back, give back every time because you realize how important not just – you know, the programs they played for are to them, but the cities they grew up in. That's the thing with Tarek. He never stopped loving Memphis. He's made that clear time and time again.
No doubt. And I think it's really cool, especially kind of the theme of the interview is, about him just coming back to Memphis and giving back. And I think it's really cool what he's doing with the camp where it's, kind of 70-30 life lessons
mm-hmm.
as opposed to just a basketball camp, which I think is super important. I mean, anyone can come back and put together a basketball camp.
And, right.
But, like, the fact that he's teaching kids, you know, the right way to do things, I think that's really awesome.
I see him just, after basketball, I was joking around with him a little bit, but I see him, Bennett, as a guy that, whether it's mayor, whether it's, politician, just leader. And you can see that. He's sort of he's always been a leader of the people, and I could see a career in politics for Tarek Black.
Mm-hmm.
Tarek Black going to be successful, whatever he does, though. No question about it. We'll be back. We'll wrap it all up. Jason and John on Friday, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.